This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Is she going to kill us? I've started the podcast.
Oh.
It's just a pod.
Fiona's got a mouthful of Aggie pudding.
Oh, it stinks.
You said it didn't smell.
It does from over there.
Does it actually?
Oh, I got a whiff of it there because Dave walked past it, but it doesn't smell too bad.
Oh, like Dave walked past and the velocity of him moving.
It was me. It was my...
Yeah, it could have just been his
Dave
fart.
Just shat himself.
They're very good.
What is it, Kwan?
It's egg. I started making this at 11 p.m. last night, by the way.
Fiona was not on her A game today.
No, I wasn't, but thank you for saying it. As if you didn't say it with your eyes throughout the entire show. I'm a bit stressed because I'm going on holidays straight after the show tomorrow. I normally do sleep. I went to bed so early all last week, but just last night, I thought I had some natural yogurt in the house. So I was like, I'll have my granola and I'll pack that for work. Then there was no natural yogurt. It's kind of like when you realize you need home ec.
Only unnatural yogurt.
Only unnatural. You know when you like
AI
realize
yogurt.
It's all woke.
Like what I said yesterday, into the ham.
When you like realize you need home ec ingredients at like 10 o'clock at night and you have
go
to go
into the bedroom and stand there.
Yeah.
Dwayne, I need cupcakes tomorrow.
I need eggy muffins. So I started whipping up these eggy muffins. So it's kind of like, it's got egg, obviously, a little bit of milk, salt, pepper, asparagus, peas, feta cheese, and then a bit of like grated cheddar on top.
Asparagus wouldn't be great for the smell now.
No, I know. It's giving fart.
Doesn't it make your pee smell, asparagus?
I think so. But it's in season, guys.
Very good.
You got to listen to nature.
Sure, would you be well, South Dublin, with the asparagus?
I know.
You wouldn't get an asparagus in the north side.
I am who I am. Who's shocked about it at this stage? Yes, I fucking put asparagus in my egg muffins. And what? Do you want from me?
The reason I started the podcast was because I need to go.
Yeah.
And Emma was like, I know you need to go. I have to go to the bathroom. And here she is.
Yeah. 2 minutes past ten.
Mother of God.
Just now I just got my period, so.
I was wondering what was keeping you.
Well, congratulations.
I kind of knew about it for the last while. Like since about 9:30, I was like, I think I just got my period, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, confirmed, I got my period.
Congratulations on not being pregnant.
Thanks very much.
Here, come here, tell me this.
Right on time as well.
Real quick, because I do need to go. When you say you just got your period and you were expecting, would you be prepared?
Oh, yeah, I brought it today.
But no, but when you, like, would you be prepared before it arrives? Is this a question you also have?
Kinda.
Like,
what do you mean?
When you say, I got my period, would you already have a pad on or
no,
a tampon in?
No.
But then, are
you not just bleeding then through your pants?
Yeah.
At the very beginning, it's very light.
Ah, okay.
Mine's not. But
you can just feel it coming.
Oh, you feel funny all morning, yeah.
God, Emma riding yesterday and this today.
I wasn't talking about me riding. Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, listen back. You were talking about riding.
And what? Sorry. Women aren't allowed to have a sexuality anymore? What is this?
The Might have
stone
brought my
age?
Period on. It.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. Having a poke around up there.
Oh,
why
God.
Am I doing this?
No!
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like
this is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to a new month. It's the 1st of July.
Oh my God. It is indeed.
Merry Christmas!
No, you
Less
sound like my dad.
6 months.
My dad is such a pessimist when it comes to like summer and anything. He's like, longest day of the year. Your Santa will be coming now in no time.
Oh, stop.
I don't think what Callum said was pessimistic, though. I think it was just kind of a little bit childish.
He's very excited.
Merry Christmas!
He's got the tree up.
Speaking of, I'm absolutely buzzing. Noah Kahan is in Marley Park tonight. I can't wait.
Now, tell me. Honestly, tell me this, right? And Noah, I'm sorry if you're listening, but is his music not incredibly depressing?
Yes. Well, I see, what happened here is he wrote an album during COVID and it didn't really take off then.
Until a couple of years after. Yeah.
So then Stick Season went viral. And what happened then was he's still touring that album now. I'd say he is depressed off his head still singing these sad songs.
Yeah.
Because the success came so much later than the release, if you know what I'm
saying. That's so annoying. And that's one of the problems with TikTok is that you release this song and then it doesn't get famous for like 5 years after.
But even for like radio's point of view, I was like, why did we not play loads of songs from that album? I'm like, because it was so old.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a new release, all the songs from that album. Like next time he releases an album, we'll all be like, oh, great. Mm. Noah can't release the music. Let's get it on the radio.
So you're saying in 5 years that someone's going to come to us and go, hey, that Spins Fully Charged you did. That was actually all right.
Yeah, that was okay.
And we're going to go, yes, thank you, finally.
Can someone make us viral on TikTok, please? Yeah.
I remember last year when he was doing Electric Picnic, yes. And there was so much press, and like every Irish person who interviewed him was like, we love Stick Season. And he was like, I know, and the guys are really obsessed with that.
Do you remember him
move on?
At EP in his little green suit?
Oh, cute. No, I didn't see.
I don't remember that.
And I'm stressed because I'm going with two friends and my fella, and none of them know the album tracks. It's really been stressing. Oh,
but they will belt it out their heart for Stick Season, because here in Ireland, we love Stick Season, apparently. Yeah. We love it 3 times an hour,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one. Music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? What's going on? Last week, I told you that the new children's hospital, it was very, very close to being done. I think they did the whole christening and things like that. But it cost $2.2 billion. And the reason being is because they keep spending money on things they don't have to, right? Yeah. Like $4,500 for a committee to name the hospital.
Which just they
to,
came
just
with?
Just to name the hospital.
You think you'd get something really creative.
Yeah, something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you think you would. But no, they landed on the National Children's Hospital.
Oh, my God. How did they get their heads together to come
four
up with that?
$4,500
They came that's up with a list.
A bargain.
They came up with a list of 18 potential names, and that's what they landed on. The National. That must have been number one on the list.
Surely.
Absolutely ridiculous. $4,500 for that. And $4,500 for what we here at Fully Charged would have named it for free, or at least a significant amount less than that.
Absolutely.
I just did the maths there. 18 names by $4,500 is only €250 per name.
Oh, yes. That was
not that bad.
So you think they were every single time they put one on the list, they were like, Grant, another $250.
All right,
that's
check
the invoice.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So we came up with names ourselves, like Doctor Strange Hospital, or the Hubstable, or the WhatsApp Doc General. Which I was very, very proud of.
They could have made it more fun. Like, it's not nice for a kid to go to hospital. Make it more fun by being like, you're going to the hospital.
Oh, I have to. Yeah, imagine that. I have to go to the children's hospital. No, but yeah, well, you're also. It's called the National Children's Hospital. So that's kind of fun, huh? That's kind of quirky. So yeah, they came up with 18 names.
You're national,
yes, national. They came up with 18 names. Didn't go with ending creative. They went with the National Children's Hospital. But I found the list of names
did
that were
you?
Potentially going to call the hospital. So let's see if you can see which one is the real name suggestion that the committee came up with, and which one I have come up with.
Okay, because I was wondering if they would ever get to the point of releasing what was on the list that didn't make it.
Okay, so this name is either on the list or I've made it up. You figure out which one was the real one.
Right.
The Colonel Children's Hospital or the Popcorn Children's Hospital?
Oh. Colonel's gotta be it versus popcorn.
Colonel, like Colonel, like of the KFC, right?
No,
Colonel, like a popcorn. Okay, hey.
Gotta ask the questions for you.
I know.
Colonel Sanders filled with 15 different herbs and
stuff. But where are they getting Colonel out of?
I don't know, but I don't think it's popcorn.
Okay, go on, let's go Colonel.
Emma is correct. It is the Colonel Children's Hospital.
Okay. Why? Like,
I don't really know. Maybe they're just about to pop into a real-life boy. I don't know.
You're popping something in a hospital.
Yeah. So, number two, the Conkers Children's Hospital or the Acorn Children's Hospital?
Ah. Acorn is a real creche name.
Yeah, it also sounds like, I was going to say retirement village, the Acorn.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's loads of, like, little Acorn Montessori.
Yeah.
So, Conker. It just reminds me of getting like conquered, like rallied off your head when you were 5 and someone put it on a string. I'm going to say Acorn.
Yeah, Acorn is correct. The Conkers Children's Hospital sounds great, though.
It does.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it makes me feel
like... Where are you going? I'm going Conkers.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Acorn.
I'm going Conkers sounds like you're going into like a nightclub as well. Like,
yeah. You're going Conkers tonight, bro. The Dolphin Children's Hospital or the Baby Shark Children's Hospital?
Oh, they surely didn't get into the Baby Shark. I'm going to say Dolphin.
Yeah, because it's near Dolphin Road and Dolphin's Barn.
It is.
It's my ends.
Yeah, it's your ends. Yeah, it's really disappointing because the names suck. The 18 names, £250 each, was it, per name?
Stop.
Crap.
Like, I think Dolphin is cute, though. Yeah.
So I've just started, like, going against them, right? So we have the Silverbridge Children's Hospital or the Golden Gate Children's Hospital.
Oh.
I know what you've done here.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
So I've either taken Golden Gate and went Silver Bridge,
yeah,
or did I go Silver Bridge and name it Golden Gate?
It was Golden Bridge.
Right?
That wasn't an option.
Yeah, but it's near Golden Bridge, isn't it? That's a Lewis stop. So did you take Gate and Silver and like try and just mix that up to be crazy?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
But I have written down the Silver Bridge Children's Hospital. I thought that's what it was. But
I think
you're saying it's beside Golden Bridge.
It's like a Lewis stop near Inchcore.
Fiona, you've made him doubt himself now.
You have made
He's
me doubt myself.
What a palaver.
Skip that one. Don't worry about it.
Do you know what? I'm going to.
Don't worry. I'm only jealous of you.
I'm going to verify and come back to you
on that
one.
Thank you.
Let's go to number 5, Rainbow Children's Hospital or the Sunny Day Children's Hospital.
It's got to be Rainbow. They always default to Rainbow, don't they?
Yeah, surely.
It is Rainbow Children's Hospital. Right, here we go. Number 6, the Ruby Children's Hospital or the Pearl Children's Hospital?
Oh. I'm going to say Pearl.
It is the Pearl. It's really, really annoying. Okay. The Wellspring Children's Hospital or the Well Lads Children's Hospital?
Because they know what's good for them, Well Lads.
I wish it was the Well Lad, but it's
Or the Mayo for Sam Children's Hospital or the All-Ireland Children's Hospital.
The All-Ireland!
It is right now. Let's go back to the contentious number 4, Silverbridge Children's Hospital or Golden Gate Children's Hospital. Fiona thinks I've amalgamated the two of them and you think I've made Silverbridge and you actually think it's Goldbridge.
Golden Bridge, yeah.
It is the Silver Bridge.
Oh, sorry
Children's
about that,
Hospital.
Guys.
But still, good theory.
Sorry, Dave.
There you go.
You're doubting yourself.
My God, I'm all panicked now.
I was thrown. You were thrown.
I think actually, what ruined that game was not how crap it was, but Fiona
was me.
Messing me up.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I loved it. Here's the weekend. Fun. You're on spin. Recharged. Spin 103.8 and it's Emma, Dave and Fiona with
What's
you.
Up?
How are you? How are you getting on? Okay, you guys know this about me and the listener might too. As much as I try to hide it, I am a millennial. I think it's kind of written all over my face. I did all the bits. I had the Galaxy leggings. I wore 3D cinema glasses to the club. I backcombed my hair so much it was getting to the point of being unhygienic. But a lot of people have been talking about recession indicators and like trends from that style. Trends from that time, from like the 2010s.
From like the recession?
Yeah. Well, no, what it is like kind of. It's kind of like indicators that a recession is coming again.
Oh, God. And no, so, don't say that.
So the kind of classic one is like, you know, the lipstick trend where like lipstick sales go up because people can't afford to like buy proper things. So they treat themselves to something small.
Okay.
But now a recession indicator is like these old 2010 trends coming back. And like a theory about this is because of the tariffs in America, they can't afford to like import any new stock. So they're just like going into the archives and seeing like what is surviving.
What have we got?
Yeah, literally. And that's why like bondage dresses are coming back and stuff. You know, like those like tight ones that we wore to the club.
Your blue eyeshadow that you're always going on about.
Yeah,
will that be a thing again?
Maybe. Oh yeah, that's timeless forever.
I hope so.
Yeah, and then another thing that I've seen a bit coming back on TikTok is something that I think we all wished died a death. It's like mustache merch.
Seeing kids.
I must ask you a question. And I obviously am particularly involved in this.
Yeah,
you've kind of made a commitment
given
to
the
it.
Tattoo.
Unfortunately, I have. I mentioned before on the show, I do have a mustache tattoo. Do you know what?
Not on her upper lip, by the way.
Well, that actually would have been a good place to do it. But no, it's on my finger alongside another tattoo that says YOLO. I really committed to the bit. You know when people are like, where are those girls who got a mustache tattooed on their finger in 2010?
Was YOLO and mustache in the same era? Because it feels was it? Okay.
Yes.
I thought they were like 3 years apart and every 3 years you were going to get whatever was relevant tattooed on your finger.
Can I ask just a quick
stick
one?
Season.
Are they your only tattoos?
I have a few other ones. They're all pretty embarrassing, but like this is probably
We'll go through
worse.
Them tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
We can. No, that would be good. So yes, this girl on TikTok, she was like in a tiger somewhere on the continent and it was full of mustache merch. There was like a LED light in the shape of a mustache.
Okay.
Like that you hang up on the wall. You know when it's like, this must be the place kind of thing, but it's like a mustache mug, mustache cushion, like everything.
The works.
The chain. Do you remember the chain? It was just a mustache and would go around you and you could lift it up to have
Well, this is what I'm going to get onto. I was remembering some of the worst mustache merch I had at the time in question, like the 2010s. Obviously, I had the tattoo.
This didn't really hit the countryside, this.
Did it not?
Did it not?
No.
See, I was in America at the time. I was doing EGA one, really? And I was hounding an accessories shop owned by a woman called Claire. Claire's Accessories, if you will. Oh. And I had loads of bits.
I didn't get that either.
I had this wallet.
Yeah.
Which had a big mustache on it and the glasses attached. And then I had a ring. Bear in mind, I already had it tattooed, but I had like an enamel like mustache ring that like went across all three fingers. Kind of like a knuckle duster of mustache.
Lovely.
Then I, of course, had the necklace.
Yes.
But the necklace comes with glasses attached.
Oh, good, to make it cool.
And then it drops down and then it has the mustache. Kind of like those owl necklaces.
I feel like this is like the swag era.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, it was swag. I had bed sheets, unfortunately.
No, you didn't.
I can't pretend I didn't have the mustache.
Did the pillowcases take one side of the mustache and the left? I love the way
she says, they missed a trick.
I love the way she says the mustache bed sheets. They're a huge thing.
Are you wearing the mustache bed sheets? Yes, I am. And finally, I had a drinking glass where you drink water. It looks like the mustache is on you.
And I also had
it tattooed. So yeah, I'm concerned about this trend.
It's mad. I used to think she was cool until like I met her for like a week.
But it kind of becomes cool again because I did the most embarrassing thing ever and now I own it.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I was going to get it lasered off, but now I'm like, no, I should wear this as a penance.
You know what's really a sign that the recession's going to come back? When the peplum dress comes back in.
Peplums are back though.
Or I've no money.
Peplum tops. That's a good one as well.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, what's a fun recession indicator? And it was like unemployment.
Your bank account.
No, give me a little boobie.
Jazzy now. Now, welcome on in. Coming up on 7:45 on a Tuesday morning, meaning we're about to launch into Top 10 Tuesday.
All right.
This is where I'm going to give you a topic. And what you do have to do, Dave and Fiona, is fill in the top 10 of what that topic might be. In the past, we have done things like the 10 most followed football clubs on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And the last 10 performers at Croke Park and so much more as well. So Dave and Fiona, you've 3 lives each. You'll take it in turns to try and complete this top 10 list. I'm about to tell you what the topic is. And you will get a point for each correct answer, but lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. Chances are, we are going to need you listening on this morning as well, because if Dave and Fiona can't fill out the whole 10...
Which we have never done, by the way.
True. We'll throw it out to you listening, and on 087 711 1038, you'll get an IMC cinema pass for each gap that you fill in, all right?
Nice.
We've never done it because we want you to be part of it. I could fill these all in, no bother.
Could you?
Yeah,
you reckon?
Yeah.
I do think with the heads together, we could get very far on this today.
Oh, really?
This week, I'm looking for the last 10 headline performers of gigs at Slane Castle.
Oh,
okay.
No chance.
No?
No chance of getting all 10.
Well, but we might do a few. We'll put a dent in it.
Listen, we'll put a dent.
Dave.
Yeah, you want to start off with me?
Let's go.
All right, let's go Harry Styles.
That was going to be my one.
Harry Styles was the most recent performer in 2013. Dave, well done. 2023.
Okay, so he's number one. So
he's number one.
Okay, he's all I could think of, to be quite honest. Jesus.
Nothing.
I'm not helping you here.
You too.
You too.
You too.
You too mentioned.
Haven't played since 2001, so they don't make it into the top.
Oh.
Perfect. And that's for you, the listener, to get involved. All right.
Eminem
last played Slane Castle. I was there with Bells On. That was in 2013. Well done, Dave.
What number?
Number five.
Eminem. Who else was there? Who else was everyone kind of...
Think of rock bands.
Was there like Red Hot Chili Peppers? Would that have been?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're just out number 11.
What about AC/DC?
Unfortunately, not in there at all.
Oh, crap.
Ooh, Rolling Stones.
Well done, Fiona. That's a point in the board here.
Where were they? Sorry.
2007 in at number 9.
Number 9. I have a bloody clue. Take that.
Nothing there for Dave either.
I love how I thought I really was going to get this and all I knew was Harry Styles. Slane. Was there a woman? Was there like... not Cher, but someone who's giving Cher...
Okay.
I know it wasn't
Cheryl
her.
Cole.
Yeah, Cheryl. We got a fan. I'm just going to say Lady Gaga, but I know it wasn't her. I don't know what to say. I'm so
Fiona.
sorry.
gone.
Fiona's gone.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to be gone now as well. I'm going to say Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, I know.
They do feel like quite a slain act, but they're not.
Oh my God, we got three.
That's pretty bad.
That's really tough.
Between Dave and Fiona, they managed to get Harry Styles, Eminem, and the Rolling Stones.
I wonder.
No, you
don't. That leaves
us. Make sure you tell people that.
You need to fill out. You could win so many IMC Cinema passes for getting in on this morning. Number 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 and 10 we are looking for. Can you tell us any of the last 10 headline performers apart from Harry Styles, Eminem and Rolling Stones at Slane Castle? Okay, get in touch now. Give it a go. 087 711 1038 WhatsApp and you could be out the door with cinema passes this morning.
So embarrassing.
That was their worst performance yet, guys.
No, that was terrible.
Quite poor.
That was pretty bad. Just announced this week, Lewis Capaldi is back and he's playing a big show at the Three Arena here in Dublin in September. If you want to win your tickets before they go on sale, Michaela has them. She's here from 10, so be with her to win. Now, though, it's Top 10 Tuesday. This is where I give you a topic and you would fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be.
It's my favourite game that we do all week. I love it so much.
It's very good fun.
Except for this game. This game sucks.
We love it. We're also so bad at it.
Yeah,
we're not afraid to be humble.
Of course.
We've definitely had more luck in previous weeks when we've done like the top 10 most followed football clubs on Instagram or the last 10 performers at Croke Park and loads more. However, we're kind of stuck this week. I asked you for the top, the 10 headline performers in the past of gigs at Slane Castle.
10 most recent.
Mm. Exactly. Dave, you were correct with Harry Styles in 2023. Dave, you correctly guessed Eminem in 2013 at number 5. And Fiona, you correctly guessed Rolling Stones in 2007. But we, ashamedly, have 7 to fill. And Ashley thinks she can help us out this morning. Hello.
And how are you guys?
Good morning. Good.
A bit embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm quite embarrassed, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
It was bad.
We're sorry.
Do you have... Can you help us out here? We're looking for the last 10 headline performers of gigs at Slane Castle. The guys could only come up with 3 between them. We've 7 to fill. What are you saying?
Well, Foo Fighters is one.
Foo Fighters. Where is Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters, number 4 in 2015. I sent my parents. Do you remember I told you that story before?
Yeah.
And they went to see Hozier, who was supporting, and then got on the road home to miss the traffic before the gig itself. And I said, I'm never getting you a concert ticket again.
Oh, that's so funny.
Do you have any other guesses, Ashley?
Bon Jovi as well, guys.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi was there in 2013 at number 6. Well done, Ashley. Do you want to keep going?
Did you say Guns N' Roses at the start there? Who did you say?
Oasis played, but that was like back, like I'm only 30, but like I can still remember, like they played 2009.
Spot on. Oh. Oasis played in 2009 and they are at number 8. Ashley, you're smashing it.
Oh my God.
Ashley's a rock chick.
3 IMC Cinema passes, Ashley. Do you want to keep going?
Right, last one, guys. See, I don't know if you said Kings Leon.
No, we haven't said them, and they're at number 7, Ashley.
Oh my God, they find their way into everything.
Were you at all these gigs, Ashley, or do you just remember the hype?
No, I just love music. Like, I just kind of listen to a bit of everything. So
for you.
That's what we should do.
Do you want to throw another guess at it, or do you want to bow out there?
You know, I'll let somebody else.
Well, I'll fill you in.
You got 4 IMC Cinema passes, actually. That's very impressive.
Unreal.
Let's just kick this off. At number 1, Harry Styles in 2023. At number 2, no one got this, Metallica in 2019.
Damn it.
Dave, you mentioned them. At number 3, 2017, Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Number 4, Foo Fighters. Number 5, Eminem. Number 6, Bon Jovi. Number 7, Kings of Leon. Number 8, Oasis. Number 9, Rolling Stones.
Number
and
10.
Nobody got this, and I think you were really kind of on the cusp of it, Fiona.
No way.
When you said Enya Esk. And number 10 in 2005 was Madonna.
Madonna!
Ashley,
my man loves Madonna, so kill him.
Ashley, congratulations. 4 IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Well deserved.
Yeah, very well deserved. Guys. You slayed.
Have a great day.
Have a good one, Ashley.
Have a good day. Bye,
bye girls.
1038 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Your
number one hit music station.
Hello there. Welcome in. Hope you're good.
What's going on? How are we? Happy Tuesday. It's not a happy Tuesday for me, though. As I've gotten the notification on my work laptop that I must change my password.
The worst.
It's been 6 months and it's time to change the password.
I love to ignore those.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's like, you have 4 days. Do you want to do it now? And I'm like, no, I'll do it in 4 days. Don't like, and then in 4 days I will be surprised when I have to
do it. You should just name the password 4 days.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is my question, right? So I'm not going to obviously give you my password because tech will kill me. They're real mad on this GDPR stuff. But it's two words put together. So let's say it's like summer house, right? And then 2025.
Love that show.
Now, when I first joined Spin, it was like summer house 2022. And then it was like, put a password in, a new password in after 6 months. So I put summer house space 2025.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the space messes me up for 6 months. And it's awful. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to change my password that doesn't really change my password.
You should should do it almost like the new cars coming out today. So go summer house 2025 2.
2025 2.
That's smart.
That's very clever.
So part two of the year.
So mine is currently summer house 2025. It's not obviously, but I'm just giving you that. So summer house 2025 2. So 2025 2. That's exactly. Already messing
or
up.
Or you could just do change the E's to euro sign and think to buy a summer house, I need euros. And that's why they're a euro.
But again, the password isn't summer house. So
but I'm just saying a version of that.
Yeah. Something
that. Tell me the password.
Yeah.
You can tell me, I won't have
to. So what do you do when it comes to change your password? Do you add a space or do you add
a star or a dot dot star?
So what's the thing after your password then?
At the moment, dot dot star X, dot, dot, I think.
Oh, for God's sake.
Like I'm signing off a text message on SMS in 2013. Dot dot star X.
Oh,
mine's
my God.
Like 123 exclamation mark all the time.
Okay, yeah.
What you should just add to the end is like so whatever it is, summer house, TB plus.
My mom's password is feck it, let me in.
That's such a good one. I remember
you just give out your mother's password.
I don't think it's 2020.
I was trying to change passwords recently, and Dwayne, my partner, was like, just do something that you'll remember that you're not going to have to write down anywhere. And I was like, oh, no way. Thank you for explaining.
Well
the
done, Dwayne.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Just a quick PSA if you want to win your way to Lewis Capaldi. Michaela has tickets from 10 o'clock this morning to go again.
Love it.
For now, though, we brought you the sad news on the show last week about this little lad called Tiny Chef. And like everybody else, it felt like no one in the room, we had no idea who Tiny Chef was before last week.
Yeah, and now I can't stop thinking about Tiny. Yeah.
Oh, he's always in my thoughts.
I love him.
Gorgeous little guy. Essentially, who he is he's not a real person, sorry.
Don't say that, Emma.
Sorry.
He could be listening.
Well, he's not a real person, but he is real.
He is real. He's a little animation guy, and there was a show on Nickelodeon for 2 or 3 seasons. It went and won Emmys, and he's a cute little lad who speaks in his own kind of gibberish language. Yeah. That's unnamed, and he just likes making food.
He puts bees at the start of everything, so it's like
basically, I think Tiny Chef started on YouTube and Shorts and on social media before they got the TV show. So the videos have continued online on the back of this announcement that Nickelodeon have cancelled the show.
Devastating.
So what really went viral last week and made everyone fall in love with Tiny Chef, was the big announcement video of him cooking away in the kitchen, living his best life, and getting the phone call from the big heads at Nickelodeon that the show has been cancelled. And it was devastating.
Smart.
He kind of waddles over to his bed and starts bawling, crying.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's the saddest thing in the world.
Do you remember Lewis ads used to make you cry at Christmas? This is the kind of vibe that you're
wiping
tears away.
Yeah, but
this
feels so much more genuine and like less production value. And then he can't even bring it to himself to do his task.
Yeah, that he was doing
a bit of cleaning around the place.
So the next steps, I suppose, is they're hoping to continue independently. There's like GoFundMe links and everything that they're trying to like get this going.
I hope you have good news for us, and you're not just bringing this to rehash the sadness of it all, because I can't do this again.
Well, as of right now, no network has stepped in, but fans are pressing heavily on Netflix and Hulu and Food Network and Disney to kind of bring this on. But in the meantime, they're making a lot of money from fans, and the following has gone through the roof. They're at like how many million followers now? I think I just checked
on Tiny Chef.
Stop! Don't tell me there's Instagram. Some sort of GoFundMe firm, is there?
There is.
Oh, stop!
Yeah, they want to keep going independently. They're at 5 million followers. But what I realised on the back of just stalking the Tiny Chef on Instagram, my new favourite account to follow on Instagram, I'd highly recommend, is he loves performing. And he loves performing spin songs.
Oh.
No way.
So, for example, he likes to take on some Kendrick Lamar sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
Of all the songs, of all the songs, there is no escaping for Drake. No. He can't even watch Tiny Chef without him taking it. Oh my God.
Imagine Drake sitting there. The one place I think I can find some peace is Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Watching Tiny Chef and then Jeff like, play minor.
At the moment, he's putting himself out there to be a backup dancer for Lady Gaga because he doesn't have a job.
Class.
And he posted a really good, really good dance routine to this. Yeah. In the past, he just, while he's cooking or while he's cleaning around the place, he loves a bit of Billie Eilish. Yeah. Like wow. You, Dave, he has a fan in the kitchen. It gets a bit warm in the kitchen sometimes.
Of course.
And for the last bit where it gets really trippy there, he pulled out the fan. That's why
we need that.
So he gets the fan out here and then everything changes, obviously.
So he's doing a bit of production value.
I love him.
He's incredible.
He loves Lord.
I live here.
Okay, tomorrow we are all bringing our own songs in the style of Tiny Chef.
Why does he do such a sultry version? I feel like I should not be hearing that side of him. It's
incredible.
Verse.
Just incredible.
One more time for the Tiny Chef, guys.
I have my hilarious rings, mega booty.
Why is it giving Liza Minnelli?
Oh, excellent.
Online, you'll get a smile on the daily and hopefully
help me out.
I stupidly booked 10 days of annual leave yesterday for August.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it was nice because I had a couple of days to take, so I was like, I may as well take
a
batch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I took 10 days.
You haven't really been off much at all this year.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So I was like, I had a batch, so I was like, well.
Do you remember that time 2 years ago or something when you had so much to take before Christmas?
I think it was like September and I had like 20 days to
take. What? I don't know. Loser.
I'm really bad at taking time off. I just love it because I'm just such a workhorse, you know what I mean? But this is the thing. So I booked off in August. I booked 10 days, which is 2 weeks, right? So I have 2 weeks, but I've nowhere to go. I've nothing to do. I've nothing to see. Me and Pippa are just like going to go on holidays, but we don't know where because I am too difficult to go on holidays with and to figure out where to go on holidays. No, I'm aware of how ridiculous I am when it comes to holidays. I'm fully self-aware about it, okay? Because I need certain things on holidays to be 100% comfortable and for it to be a good holiday.
Right.
And so,
in your mind, in Dave's mind.
Yes, absolutely. So I thought I'd bring you my stipulations and my reasons this morning on the show. And you could let me know on voice notes 0877 11103, please and thank you, the best place to go on holidays that does and doesn't have these things.
Okay, great.
That'd be great. So I just want 1 week, okay? Keep in mind August.
Okay.
1 week. I want a pool and I want a beach close by. Okay?
Okay, yep.
30 degrees, no more.
Okay.
Actually, ideally 28 degrees. Mm. 30 degrees is too much.
In
28,
August
29,
now,
I know.
Big ass. That's why it's a very interesting stipulation.
Yes,
yeah.
It is quite, yeah. Mm. Breakfast in the hotel or wherever. Just want breakfast, okay? I don't want to make breakfast.
Okay, somewhere that cooks a breakfast.
Yes.
Close by or in on site.
Exactly. Grant.
And would you be willing to go out and explore for the breakfast some days or you want it in the place you're staying?
No, I want the same breakfast every day.
Ah, you're deadly crack.
Thank you. Dinner places around.
Yeah.
Because at the last holiday we went on, there wasn't many dinner places around.
Oh, was there not?
No, there wasn't really. So dinner places around would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice town, okay?
Yeah.
Not many Brits.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
somewhere Davis. They maybe yeah, somewhere they yeah. haven't figured out yet.
Oh my God, of course.
Stop. You know what I mean? Duvet and wallpaper in the room that doesn't look like it's from the 90s.
Now, that's the hardest thing that you've said so far. I think that's going to be quite tough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, is, right? I know exactly.
You
what
know exactly
mean.
What I mean. Yeah, you know when you go to a hotel, and it looks so nice, and then you see the rooms, and for some reason the duvets are blue.
Yeah, and they always have that scratchy blanket in the cupboard that you can call on if you need, and it's so bleak.
Makes me feel like a game of, remember that game Guess Who?
Yeah.
Every time we say something, I'm like, oh, put them down.
Yeah, exactly. Do they have a beard? No. Do they have glasses? No.
No hotel entertainment, because God, it's all crap.
But you can just go out somewhere else.
I could, you're right. So that doesn't matter. Now, okay. So those are the stipulations for where I want to go and places I want to be. Yeah. I will now tell you some places I don't want on the list.
Great.
Because
you're making this very hard.
They have some reason. I know, but you see, I want to narrow it down for someone to go, Dave, I've heard everything you've said. Here's where you go.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Crete, because they were charging me £500 for the flight back. I was like, no thanks, I'm fine for Crete.
And you've just been to Greece also.
Yeah.
So.
I have family in Marbella. We're not going to Marbella.
Okay.
Corfu, just been there.
Just been, yeah.
And Como, because you have to get a plane, and then you have to get a train, and then you have to get a boat. And I'm not in planes, trains, and automobiles, the movie with Steve Martin.
Okay, all right.
I just
don't want to go to Como.
So that's my vibe. You've heard all of my stipulations, you've heard all of my rules. Voice note, where should I go on holidays? I have 10 days, keep in mind. I can't just go for a week. It could be a little bit longer. Yeah. 087-711-1038. Having all of my stipulations and all of my rules, which I realise are incredibly neurodivergent, but here I am.
They're okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Here I am,
this
Lord.
Is me.
It is I, Lord.
It is I, Lord. Yeah. Listen, 087-711-1038. Voice notes, welcome. Where should I go on holidays all of them rules?
You need to get booking as well, because you're only about 6 weeks out from this trip.
Exactly.
So get cracking this morning on WhatsApp.
All right, good morning. I've booked 10 days annual leave in August, but I've nowhere to go because I'm so specific with where I want to go on holidays. So basically Pippa has left it up to me to basically organise, because I have so many rules and stipulations. I want 1 week, I want a pool, I want a beach, I want the duvet and wallpaper in the hotel room to not like it's look like it's from the 90s, and I want no hotel entertainment. I don't want to go to Crete, Marbella, Corfu or Como. Where the hell should I go? Alright, 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome. Sharon's been on.
Sure, you're better off staying at home.
Sharon, you're absolutely no use to me whatsoever. Voice note me.
Right,
where should I go on holidays? 087-711-1038.
A1, Sharon.
I have booked 10 days of annual leave in August. I just booked it there yesterday and it's gotten approved. And now I'm like, oh God, I need to go do something with my life in those 10 days. What should I do? I want to go on holidays, but I have a lot of rules and stipulations for going on holidays, right? One, obviously, I want a pool. I obviously want it close to a beach. I don't want it any more than 30 degrees because that's too much. I want breakfast, all right? I don't want to worry about breakfast. I want dinner places around, that kind of a vibe. I don't want to go to Crete, don't want to go to Marbella, don't want to go to Corfu, don't want to go to Como.
The Como edition is just so random.
Fully aware, by the way, of how privileged this is coming across, but I don't care.
Well, fair enough, Dave.
So I would like you to tell me where I should go on holidays. 087-711-1038. It's my holidays, okay? I deserve to splash out. I work.
Are you not?
A little bit.
We should add, you're back a week from your last holiday.
Sometimes I work.
I work.
I show up.
I get up early and that's it. Jade is standing by. I'm based on all of the stipulations. Where do you think Dave should go on his holidays?
The Sol in Lanzarote. It's so nice. It's absolutely gorgeous hotel, really modern. And then you get, like, they do fresh omelettes. Like, my partner absolutely loves the omelettes every morning. They cook it to how you like it. So the breakfast is fine. There is hotel entertainment, we don't have to go to it, but it's not crap hotel entertainment, it's actually good hotel entertainment. And then your beach is right in front of the hotel, and it's like 6 minutes in a taxi to Puerto del Carmen, so you kind of have the best of both worlds.
There's a single tear falling from Dave's eye now that he heard about the entertainment. Because everything else sounds amazing.
It honestly sounds fantastic.
It really does.
But I don't have to stay for the entertainment.
No, you can get in a taxi to Puerto del Carmen, 6 minutes.
Beautiful.
But Jade said there's weather with quite a breeze, so you won't die.
Jade, Lanzarote, the Sol, you said.
The Sol in Lanzarote. It's kind of, it's in Matagorda, but it's literally right on the edge of Puerto del Carmen. So, like, the best of all worlds, the go-kartings up the road.
Jade, I think we should be getting a bit of commission from that spot, because I think you've sold them.
On to the tourist board in Lanzarote there with you, Jade. Thank you very much. It's on the list.
Thanks, Jade.
No worries. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like your mind might be made up with that one.
I do like that one, yeah.
But may I just add for your consideration?
Please,
I've had it. I've had a think about it. Like, near a beach, food around, less than 30 degrees, David Hammond.
I know.
You are off to Betty's Town. County Meath. Woo!
My sister did just tell me. She was like, Drogheda.
Yeah,
like,
honestly, oh, I was thinking
somewhere a nice body of water that isn't the sea does have a pool if you want to stay in town. Get yourself down to Athlone for the week.
Try more.
You can go on the hot tub boat.
What's that?
In Athlone, there's like a hot tub and it's on the back of a boat and you can bring your speakers and you can bring refreshments if you want. No, it's on, what's the lake in Athlone? Is that it?
I think it is.
And you just rally around, you do a few laps around there. It's great.
Great. And just remember, 10 days.
Okay, you can do
I'm
a few
not.
More
I'm
laps.
Not going to Athlone for 10 minutes. Athlone, 10 days.
Eckhart was on this.
Dave, you should go to South Africa, mate. It's August, so it's autumn in South Africa, on the way to winter. So you're going to have temperatures at around 30 and lower. And there's a lot of Airbnbs that's right on the beach that has a pool at the house, and then you can just walk down to the beach.
Now, I would just love to go to South Africa.
I want to go for just his accent alone. That sounds stunning.
What kind of wages do these people think you're on?
Yeah, I know. Just remember, South Africa. Spin, okay?
Callum, will you check there? What's the average price for a flight to South Africa?
South Africa.
I'd love to go.
A lovely accent. Reece, and worth the trip, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Reece standing by as well. Where do you think Dave should go on his Hollybops?
I had Shore Beach Club, but it's actually, I've looked it up, it's permanently closed, so you can go right beside it to the settee.
Where are these?
Where is Shore Beach Club and Settee?
Shore Road.
Miami Beach. Germa.
Miami Beach. Is that in Miami? You know what I mean? Like,
You didn't say it has to be in Europe, Dave.
You're in Miami.
That is actually true. I didn't. Miami.
And you
beach.
Do have 10 days.
Miami Beach. Now,
have a great time.
In Florida, they do have crocodiles. Yeah. I didn't put crocodiles on my list, but I should have. Okay, interesting. Miami Beach is. Do you know what? It's going on the list.
I would say as well that kind of temperature you're looking for.
Yeah. Do you think at 28 degrees, 29 degrees?
I don't know. Miami doesn't
You'll have a great time. And then you can go over to the Bahamas as well, and you can fly with our swim with the pigs.
Sorry, Reece, this sounds incredible.
Swimming with pigs.
I'm sold. I'm there.
Like, Reece, do you offer loans?
Yeah. Honestly.
Do you offer?
Yeah. Credit union, no problem.
Do you offer packages? Reece, thank you so much, and it's an incredible suggestion. Have a great day.
Thank you, Reece.
Cheers, man.
This is fantastic.
Just on the pricing for you for the flights to South Africa. Only really option there to fly there is to Cape Town. €800 for return.
That's not as bad, right, man.
It's kind of like
for
a
August.
Trip of a lifetime. Yeah.
It's like one of those big trips, you know what I mean? Absolutely. And I'm just looking at the photos here. Oh my God, I just love that.
If you've any more for me, 087-711-1038, where should I go on holidays?
Don't forget, Dave really wants an omelette.
Yeah, I really want an omelette. Where should I go on holidays? I've got a lot of stipulations, unfortunately, because I'm such a specific kind of guy. I want the pool, I want the beach, I want no hotel entertainment, I want some breakfast, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mainly, I just want a bit of peace and quiet. Like, and you've been suggesting some lovely places for me to go.
Caroline was on.
Hey, Dave. Hey, guys. I'd have similar enough priorities to you in regards to holidays. Yes. My favourite place in the world is Qashqai in Lisbon, full of lovely hotels, beaches, gorgeous restaurants. No kind of crazy nightclubs or anything like that, but it's absolutely gorgeous in terms of restaurants. And kind of like a little bit of a more laid-back vibe. A back beach vibe, I highly recommend.
Sorry, that's spot on. Yeah, that's
and
lovely.
It's only like a 20-minute, 30-minute train.
If you
want
to get into Lisbon and have a cute little city day,
I love when people are just like me.
Yeah,
yeah, that's been on my list for ages.
She was like, "No nightclubs, though," and I was like, "Oh no, I'll deal."
I actually, when I went to visit my friend who lives in Lisbon, we got the train out a couple of years ago to Qashqai. Right. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
Like a Nissan Qashqai.
Yeah, I think that's right.
For the whole day, and it was just stunning. We went on a Ferris wheel.
Very good.
That's amazing. There too. Also standing by there is Charlotte. Where do you think Dave should go on his holidays, Charlotte?
Disneyland.
Oh.
Right, go on.
Like the definition of entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. Go on. Give me the reasons why, giving all my stipulations, why you think I should go to Disneyland.
Everybody needs to experience Disneyland as an adult.
Oh, I did.
At least once in their life,
seven.
With no kids.
She's
no,
a Disney adult and she's not ashamed.
No, Charlotte's saying there that you need to experience it as an adult with no kids.
Oh.
Okay. Callum obviously is a Disney man.
I did 2 weeks in Walt Disney World in Florida last summer, and oh my God, it was the best best fortnight of my life.
Someone like, put
you,
a
you just
in
need
column.
To experience it.
Yeah.
No. You do need to experience it. Now, there's lovely hotels that there's a nice pool and like France is lovely. And
right.
Like, I'm just talking about Paris. You don't need to go big and go to America or anything.
But you've
just
got like
Paris.
Mickey Mouse in the morning asking, do you want like brown or white toast? Like, it's just,
I had breakfast with Lilo and Stitch.
No, you didn't.
It was
real.
It was phenomenal.
No, you didn't. You'd breakfast with people.
No, Lilo and Stitch.
In Lilo and Stitch costumes.
And then they went into the dressing room and they took off their giant head and they chain smoked.
The magic is real.
You can't think like that. And when you get there, it's just the outside world just doesn't exist.
Right,
you're right, okay. Charlotte.
I do like that idea.
That's how I feel when I go to Leisure Picnic. Yeah.
Charlotte, thank you so much for your just awful suggestion. Have a great day.
Bye, Charlotte. Lads, what are you going to do?
Thunder Mountain, here I come. I'm thinking Lanzarote was nice, but I will have to talk to the boss and figure this all out. I'm going to have to talk to Pippa, and she'll probably come with her own suggestion.
I thought you meant Nick.
So far...
Like, yeah, time off or not?
So far, Lanzarote is the front runner.
Yeah, nice. Sounds good. 1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning.
How are you doing? My mom and my brother have been up even earlier than us today.
Why?
Because they are in the queue for Wimbledon.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The half four job.
Yeah, yeah. They got there at 10:05. Slackers. Do they want to get in or not? And she's sending me videos of the queue. Like, people are there. Obviously, I told her to bring like a camping chair.
Yeah.
But people are there like lying on their yoga mats with blankets over them. People have full-on tents.
Wow.
The queue, just for context, if you're trying to go to Wimbledon and you like the tickets are really hard to get and you have to get them ages in advance, and I think you enter into a raffle
and a ballot,
you might not even
imagine being in the middle of the main stage crowd at Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
That's basically what the queue is like.
The queue, it's kind of like, do you remember the queue for the Queen when everyone wanted to say see you later to the Queen? That is what this queue is like. The Brits love a queue. Can you
love a queue?
Can I just ask, so then there's a certain amount of allocation for just walk-ins then?
Apparently 18,000 a day.
It's worth queuing then.
Yeah.
That's a high amount.
Apparently, that's just what I hear.
Right. So she's got her queue card and you just kind of download the app and you just keep an eye. And of course, it says adhere to the queue code of conduct at all times. Mm. Very, very important. But yeah, she was saying she was sad she didn't get to listen to Spin this morning.
She listens every day. Anything in this world that I'd queue for that long for.
I don't know. Yeah. They are big tennis fans.
Mm. Honestly, it's not that bad when you think about it. Like, it's like, say if it's like 5:30 or whatever, fine. But mainly what you're waiting for is the gates to open, which is kind of what people do at like concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're basically, not that you're guaranteed a ticket, but like you're most likely going to get in.
Yeah.
It will probably be only a grounds pass. It won't be a centre court ticket, probably.
Yeah, you'll
but
see
honestly,
some shite.
It's class.
But just
such an experience.
Stand somewhere for hours.
But like, sitting, she has a camping chair.
Here's what I'll ask. Well. You know, people who have tents, are they getting out every 10 minutes to move the tent closer?
I know, I guess so. I mean, the queue is sprawling like up and down in like a U-bend function.
Right.
Shape all around this field.
It's not zigging and zagging.
It's less of a zig and a zag, it's
more
less of a woo and a woe.
Oh, okay.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I know sleep.
Good morning. All right, here we go. The business music is out because it is July 1st, which means a brand new quarter.
A new queue
in the business year.
Let's all shuffle our papers so people know.
Absolutely.
We are serious.
Welcome into Q3. This part of the show is where we look back on our Q2 goals to see what we achieved in the last quarter. Now, Fiona, you weren't here. We have recently onboarded you to the company, so congratulations.
Thank you. You have not
got a Q2 goal for us to bring, so don't worry about it. But in a few minutes, we will be asking you to come up with your Q3 goals,
what
you would like to achieve in the next quarter.
We have no doubt, David, that Charity has this prepared.
Absolutely.
I mean, of course.
Fiona is all on top of the KPIs and the KPMGs.
I genuinely was having a conversation with Jack last night, my fella, and he was like, oh, we have a big meeting tomorrow. And I was like, about what? And he was like, oh, Q3. I was like,
oh, so do I.
I was like, so do I.
Me too. I'm getting my goals prepared.
He was like, I have to do a graph of everything we've done. And I was like, so do I.
You're not special, Jack.
My job's actually very important. It's not just you with these PowerPoints and these graphs.
Well, having said that,
circle back too.
Please can we have and make sure we've aligned. Go on, Kyle.
I was going to say, I mean, you need to sort your vocabulary out because they're no longer PowerPoints. They're decks.
They're decks. They
are. You've got to prepare a deck. Yeah. I don't know why or when PowerPoints changed to becoming a deck, but now it is.
Is that, did you say
would that be considered old school language?
Yeah,
PowerPoint. Yeah. A presentation. No.
No, it's a deck.
Out, decks are in.
It's like I'll Teams you. So it's like, that's a weird thing. Don't be saying.
Oh, I apologise.
So,
I apologise.
Welcome on into the corporate jargon of the show. This is Q2 goals that we hopefully have completed in the last quarter.
Now, the problem with this, we find Fiona, on as the new Q rolls around us, we tend to
forget
what we had kind of set ourselves for the previous Q.
Haven't a notion.
With that in mind, here is what I set myself to achieve in the last 3 months: secure wedding invitation to my boyfriend's friends. Wedding. Strengthen relationships with key social circles to ensure this invitation and start by inviting them on a trip to Dublin in advance of their wedding.
Very good. Well, she's flexing her arms, lads. She's flexing her arms.
Excuse me, everybody. Did I achieve or did I achieve?
You achieved
that goal you set out to achieve.
The bride messaged me after the wedding the next day saying, you are lush.
Oh my God, the bride circled back.
All right. To say that she really enjoys my participation at their wedding.
What else have you got?
Okay. Finish my Invisalign treatment. Oh. Complete the transition to living without Invisalign while maintaining optimal oral health.
I still see some teeth on my desk.
Those teeth, like fake teeth, look at Dave every day as I do the show. I unfortunately have had to extend it due to losing them on holidays for a while. However, 6 weeks to go.
Yeah, I've heard that
That's
seven
okay.
times.
You're just continuing and further deepening your partnership with Invisalign.
Thank you very much.
One out of two, not bad. Let's see if you finish the final Q3 goal.
Plan and execute a memorable, exciting and fun-filled 6th birthday party for my niece who wants to have a party with me in Dublin, enhancing family engagement. If you don't mind.
You got that.
I think I'd like to give myself a clap on the back.
Two out of three, very good.
Thank you very much.
No idea what I went for in my Q2 goals. Let's hope I have really followed through with them.
Let's circle back.
Yeah. Number one, find the ultimate phone case solution, okay? Oh. I want to source a single, high-functioning phone case that offers full protection while also integrating a card holder, a pop socket for easy grip, a magnetic back for car mounting, and a stand for hands-free video viewing.
I'm sorry, everyone in the room, can we please stand for David Hammond?
Thank you. You will see that my phone has a card holder, it has a stand, and it has a little metal thing at the back which I can twist and put on my car to hold and grip. Thank you very much.
Fantastic
results,
Dave.
While that clip played, Dave just looked lovingly down at the back of his phone,
of all the things on it,
card thing, and twisted his little yoke.
All right.
Fabulous work, Dave.
What else have we got?
That is
two. Confirm age with official documentation. Okay. Locate and review my birth certificate to ensure beyond any doubt that I am in fact turning 30 this year.
Okay.
I just want to absolutely make sure. Because I feel like I feel only like a 22-year-old, so I think it could be wrong. Yeah, I didn't do that on purpose. I decided that was a terrible KPI/goal because then I'd firmly confirm that I was 30.
Yeah, we kind of went to town on your 30th, yeah, actually. So
I'm kind of okay with not competing completing
okay.
that one.
You
so
completed 30, though.
That's a bit of an X on that one.
Yeah.
And lastly, and number three is achieve another running goal. I would like to build up endurance systematically to hit a consistent 6-kilometre run.
I think, again, in the room, we must stand for David Hammond, everybody. Woo! David Hammond!
His silence is deafening.
Don't tell us you didn't do that,
David.
Dave.
You did.
I have never run a 6K.
What?
I have never run a 6K. I have only ever run a 5K.
Ah, that's grand.
I'd like to apologise to the board.
Going on the permanent record.
The board takes note of this.
Oh. For this, you
the
get...
The board is displeased.
You get a ticket half volume. Right, guys, listen, back to work now, please. I want to see the presentations. We all must prepare and
get your decks.
Showcase.
Get your decks out.
Get your decks out for the lads. Our Q3.
I'm getting my deck out.
Coming imminently.
You'll be seeing HR later.
Yes, sir.
Spin. Spins fully.
Recharged.
Recharged.
Okay, here we go. We have been having a look at our Q3 goals. We had a look at our Q2 goals, myself and Emma, because Fiona was not here. We have since onboarded her and welcomed her to the company.
Welcome, Fiona. You. Welcome, Fiona.
But obviously you didn't do Q2 goals because that would have been weird if you were working in the dentist and doing Q2 goals. So here we have, we've decided to come up with our Q3 goals. It's a new quarter, time to have a look at our KPIs and what we would like to achieve in the next quarter of this show. Emma, we'd like to kick off with you. Your 3 points, your three goals that you would like to complete in this quarter.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, and thanks all for gathering today. Number one, I suppose, an endurance milestone is ahead for me. I'd like to complete a 16-kilometre race in August by accelerating physical readiness and training, etc. Especially considering the fact that the training began with a minute-by-minute run-walk yesterday.
Very good. So that's Q3, goal one.
I would say aiming very high, boss, with this Q in particular. With this goal in particular. Otherwise, I would like to really focus on this company and making it, bring it into the world of pets. So I'd like to train my puppy to readily respond to the word spin with spin action.
Okay.
Yeah. So normally a dog can spin by saying spin, but instead I would like my dog to spin every time he hears the word spin on this very radio show.
And can I ask, what would this achieve?
It would achieve a bit of light relief.
It would achieve cuteness.
Which we all need.
In the household.
Yeah. And I think it ties to our company identity.
Of course.
And broadens the brand awareness, you know.
Yeah, it's our mission statement.
When you say news talk to him, he just gets really depressed.
Finally, I really need to prioritise a targeted self-care routine to support hair health and achieve growth beyond the nipple in 3 months' time.
Oh, okay. So longer than your nipple hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Below the breast would be really optimum performance.
Okay, so hair under your nipple.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Dave, there's some good goals. Okay, here we go. We're rolling out a new internal policy to reduce the sugar use in cups of tea. Currently at 2 sugars, aiming for a smoother 1 sugar brew, thus supporting overall health goals.
Fabulous.
Very good.
I think that's quite an achievable goal.
Yeah.
Let's go for goal 2. Assuring to invest time in personal stamina development, pacing, consistency, and avoiding total collapse with the goal of running a full 10K.
Whoa.
Wow.
Even though this quarter I could not achieve my goal of 6K, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I will get to the 10K.
Fabulous stuff, David Hammond.
And finally, goal 3 of the quarter, to create...
Can you just flip over the flip chart there?
Spin. Oh,
thank you very much. Yeah, very good.
Goal 3. Create a safe dining experience for the birds in my garden, one which will exclude the squirrels who currently think they own the place.
Yeah. That's a very, fabulous. Very important.
I would like the squirrels to be able to feed on a bird or bird feeder without, or sorry, I would like the birds to feed on the bird feeder without squirrels killing them.
You don't want to circle back with the squirrels.
I do not want to
circle back. You don't want to circle back.
So those are my Q3 goals.
Can you just plug in your deck there, please, Fiona?
Yes, yes, here it is. I've got my USB key. Do we still use those in the office? Okay, first, this is a big one for me, which I've been struggling with. Learn everyone's name in this office.
Oh,
okay?
Everyone.
So, yeah, every person. I need to drive a culture of inclusion and employee engagement through personalized recognition and name recall of all office personnel.
Fabulous, Fiona. That's very high reaching stuff.
I would say on the fourth floor. Change it maybe to the fourth floor.
No, I like to reach for this guy with my
clothes. We have 5 floors.
And I will know every becker in this place by hell or high water.
What's the lady who's on reception downstairs at the moment? We say goodbye to her every day together and we walk out.
Marina.
Well done.
Fabulous. Well done.
I'm already achieving some of my goals. Okay, next, very important, and I know a lot of people have wanted me to do this for a while. Find out what sunglasses shape suits me, okay? Because I try a few different shapes and I'm not sure. Conduct a personal style audit to identify optimal eyewear form factor aligned with facial architecture. Thank you.
Very nice.
And
fabulous.
Finally, learn whether it's called ChatGPT or ChatGPT. Conduct a nomenclature validation to ascertain the accurate brand designation ChatGPT versus alternative variants such as ChatGPT to ensure alignment with official terminology and communication standards.
My mother calls it ChatGPT.
Sometimes when I'm not sure, I just call it chat. And people think I'm abbreviating because I'm
confused. W's in the chat.
Because I don't know what it's
called. Instead of ChatGPT, you could just say chat to me. You know.
Very good.
Yeah. All fantastic goals.
Potentially achievable.
Some more achievable than others, it must be said.
Hey.
However, we roll on. Welcome to Q3, everybody.
All right.
Ready, get ready, get ready. Spin 103 Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
But now a free holiday is on the line. All the thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And it's Sue on to give it a lash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. How often do you get Sue said to you?
I've got it a few times from you, by the way.
Oh, was it? I knew you were on before. I knew you were on before.
It was really only the 60-second competition, though. Nothing. I wasn't the big money prize or anything. So.
Yeah, no, don't worry. You're still eligible for this, Sue. Don't be worried.
We won't hang up on you, Sue.
Just because we talked to you before doesn't mean you're not welcome here anymore.
I know her. Get rid of her.
Sue. So what's going on in your world this morning, Sue? Any plans?
I'm actually working.
What do you do, Sue?
All right, yeah.
I'm working from home. So I'm here with my daughter, so she's here to help me as well.
Oh, very nice. What's the daughter's name, Sue?
Ava.
Ava, yeah. Sue and Ava. And you want to both go off to Fuerteventura, is it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Ava, how are you?
Hey,
yeah. What's the story? Now, Ava, listen, I'm going to tell you some rules, okay? So I have some bad news for you. Because we rang Sue, Sue is the one who has to give us the answer. However, you can help her out, okay? So we're sound like that. You can help her out. But it needs to be Sue giving us the answer. Is that okay?
So, Sue, like, if you hear Ava say it, do you just need to repeat it? That's just the stipulation
there. Yeah, absolutely,
there.
All right,
here we go. Sue and Ava, let's get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Owner's golden tickets. You've heard this game before, I presume?
I did, yeah.
You did? All right, so do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sue?
Absolutely.
Where are you from, by the way?
Navan.
Sue in Navan. Very nice. Navan. The thing I like about Navan is it's a palindrome, spelt the same backwards as it is forward.
Like Hannah.
Like Ava.
Ava. Brilliant.
And you can't spell Navan without Ava.
You can't.
That's exactly. Very true.
That's why we hired her. All right, here we go.
She quick, man.
Sue, the best of luck. Here we go. And Ava in the background as well. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I want you to stay.
Birds of a Feather, Billy Eilish.
Start the clock. Yes.
Well done, Ava.
Go on, Ava. I think she was a great monster, but we absolutely love it.
Billy Eilish, Birds of a Feather in the bag. Well done.
And that was great timing. You've got 20 seconds left for 4 songs, so that is 5 seconds per song.
Obsessed with this mother-daughter duo as well.
Yeah. I like it. Let's see if we can do this. Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. You just said it.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
That's the DJ David Guetta, who plays Long and True this weekend on the team up with Wonder Public. It's called I Don't Want to Wait. But you're looking, not to worry, forget about it. We're going to give you a brand new song too now.
Yeah, it's all good. Great use of the swap. You've still got those 20 seconds and a new song too playing in a second now.
Let's do it. A brand new song too, Sue
wake
and
up, Ava.
Yeah, wake up, Ava. That's not a clue, by the way. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You know I'm impatient. Why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like
my
it's not Ronaldo.
Song this year.
It's not Ronaldo. It's
Fast Cars.
No.
Messy.
Yes.
I'm too messy.
Bye.
What's her name?
Lola Young. Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the skin of your teeth, Lola Young.
Oh, God.
Messy. It's not Ronaldo, it's
Messy.
We got there eventually, which is the good news.
Oh, Fiona's the bearer of bad news.
The bad news is you've got 2.7 seconds left for 3 songs. Well, listen, we will absolutely take a bash at it. What we're here to do.
Let's do it. Let's go for song 3 just to see how we would get on the scoreboard, Sue. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Zero. Teddy Swim.
The clock. Do you know the song?
Yeah. Calling down
it
now.
It's Bad Dreams. But Sue and Ava, we have absolutely loved playing with you. Thank you so much. And we're going to send you out some IMC Cinema Passes just because we're sound. Callum's freaking out that I'm doing that. I'm going on my record. But listen, I know there's no IMC Cinema in Navan, but you can come up to the big capital city, the Schmuck.
There's no IMC Cinema in Navan, but there's an IMC Cinema in your heart. As good as the Ava thing. But
thanks so much.
Sue and Ava, have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to take it on tomorrow, throw us over the word golden in a WhatsApp. Our number, again, is 0877111038.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, thank you very much. It is time for the most important part of the show when I get to talk about whatever I want. And can I just say, what happened here in studio was very beautiful. Emma and Dave dabbed at the same time when we hit.
Did you dab
into,
as well?
I did.
Oh, I dabbed.
Well, I didn't do, I just did a head thing. Is that a dab?
Yeah, it was a dab adjacent. Nice. So I appreciate it. What I'm here to talk about today is something that's been advised to me on TikTok, and I really don't know how I've been living my life so far not doing this, but there you go.
Okay, there's something in particular that you've been told to do on TikTok. All right.
You want that glow from within, but you're not eating your skincare.
What is it? You want that glow within, but you're not eating
your skincare. You're not eating your skincare, which is so crazy that I haven't been doing this till now. I've just been spending hundreds of euro on my skincare. But what I actually need to be doing is eating it.
I do eat the lip balm every now and again.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little chew with that. Yeah. And I did used to eat my Bonjela when I was younger and I had my...
Do like a bit of Bonjela.
And I think that has helped me maintain a youthful glow.
Well, the problem is now a lot of the Korean skincare that a lot of gals are using, myself included, would have the a lot of rice consistency.
It does. Really? And my sun cream does kind of taste like rice. I mean, it smells like, I haven't tried to eat it yet. But this thing, eating your skincare, it's actually eating a bowl of carrot peelings. This could be another, I was talking earlier this morning about recession indicators. This could be a peak recession indicator. We're now romanticising bowls of carrot peelings. It's giving, do you know, on when you were growing
it's
up.
It's giving
and you
famine, not recession.
It's giving famine. You know when you grew up and you'd be having a Sunday roast and your dad had one job and it was to peel the potatoes and the carrots and he'd sit and do it in front of the horse racing. Could be a very me experience. It's basically, I get that bowl of shavings, put some sesame oil in it, and apparently that's my skincare.
I don't understand what you mean it's your skincare though. Are you eating it?
Yeah, you eat the carrot peelings and apparently it's got retinol in it.
Because it's like the carrot's skin.
Allegedly.
Wow. Or you could allegedly just put retinol on.
You could just put
retinol. People make this really difficult. Just go in and get your Botox once every 6 months.
Exactly. Grand. Exactly. Thank you.
Wash your face, clean your pores and go in and get a shot of Botox in the head if you really want to. If not, brilliant. Well done if you have.
Straight up the arse.
Callum's gone.
And eat your carrots if you want.
Oh yeah. Whatever suits you. Clarinet. You know what I mean? Spread it out.
Working with two girls is so fun.
I'm in trouble.
Picture this now. This is leftover love, like leftover carrots. What? That was bad.
Very good. No, that was good.
Recharged.
Picture this, that's leftover love.
They played Cork last week, I think. Didn't they? They played the tent, what do you call it?
Marquee.
Marquee, thank you. That one.
God, the Marquee tent does well, doesn't it?
Live at the tent.
No one from Cork be listening to this. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry to everyone from Cork.
Cork people
are that tent, Sunday.
Cork people are so passionate about the Marquee.
Oh, I know. Girls. I'm so sorry.
Did he just call it a tent? Michaela's next. She's got your Lewis Capaldi ticket. See you in the morning.
Good luck. Have a good day.